Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
They just don't appreciate me like they should. Well, how much should they appreciate you? Oh. They just don't know what I do around here. They don't know. Well, now stop right here. Who are they talking about? Their self. Why? They're seeking their own, being appreciated and valued and being honored. And trying to educate those round about them as to their great value and worth, and that they're being overlooked and undervalued and underappreciated. And so the obvious way to fix that is to tell people how valuable you really are. And if you think about it too much, you'll say it. It'll come out. You might hide it and cover it up for a long time, but the pressure will get too much and you out it'll come. Well, I hadn't said anything for a long time. But y'all just don't know what I do around here. You don't know what it takes to do this. The effort it takes. And even if you don't come out and say it, the implication is, if I wasn't here, this thing would come apart. Now, you're groaning and shaking your head, but you know people feel this way. Whether they say it outright or not, they're like, man, if I wasn't in this house, this thing wouldn't last 3 weeks. I'm telling you. Nobody knows what to do around here without me. They ask me 1,000 questions a day, and have you done this, and mama this, and mama that, and daddy this, and daddy that, and honey this, and honey that, and I just do it nonstop, and do they appreciate it? No. I don't think so. I don't know how long it's been since any of them told me, I sure appreciate you and what you do. I just don't think they appreciate what I do. Do they need to? People say, really? Based on what scripture? Do they need to in order for you to continue to do it? Jesus says, I don't seek my own glory. Didn't he? Is that what you should do? People say, well, they just don't appreciate me around here. They don't know what they're to do without me. But they just act like I'm going to always be here and I'm just supposed to do everything. Well, maybe you are supposed to do it. What is your job? What would you be doing if you weren't doing that? Nothing? You going to quit? Going to quit life? Quit God? You ought to be thankful that you can do something. A lot of people don't have the strength, nor the mind, nor the health, nor the resources, nor the opportunity. You ought to be thankful that you can work hard, that you can get a lot done. Somebody wants you to. You ought to be thankful. You ought to be glad. Don't you think so? Should be thankful. Somebody say thankful.
Thankful.
Are you thankful?
Yes.
You know, folks pray and then they just get all twisted around. Oh, God, use me. Oh, God, if you'd just use me some way. Oh, God, here I am, spirit, soul, and mind. Here am I. Send me, use me. Lord, if you'd just use me. And He's gracious enough to hear their prayer and give them a place and let them do something. And sometimes it's not a few months. So they're going, you know, I just feel like I'm being used. Duh. You said you wanted to be. What do you want? I just feel like they're taking advantage of me, using me. And the problem is they're not acknowledging you enough to suit you. And they're not publishing your great value to the enterprise. They're not making everybody aware of what tremendous contribution you are making, and that you are basically the axle that the wheel is turning on. Probably a good thing you didn't know this was going to be the message before you came today. What if they don't acknowledge you? What if they don't? I mean, you work yourself silly and nobody acts like you were there. It's good for you. You need it. It's good for you. If they go a whole month and not even notice you're there, because you'll find out where you are, won't you? Stuff will come up in you. And you start feeling a little offended and a little hurt and a little annoyed. That's you having a problem. Not them. That's you. And it's time to pull out the nails and the hammer and crucify some flesh. Come on now, y'all with me or not? The first little thought or feeling or twinge come. You know, they didn't even acknowledge me. Where's my hammer? Where's my nail? Well, they hadn't mentioned me, I guess, in 6 weeks. Hammer, where's the hammer? Give me my hammer. Boom. Shut up, flesh. You better be thankful that you can be used anywhere. Shut up. Shut up. Nobody needs to acknowledge you. Nobody needs to call your name. They got important stuff to do besides think about you. Besides all that, I'm not doing it unto them. Go to Ephesians, please. See, the reason people are so sensitive and so easily hurt and all this is because they are not doing things as unto the Lord. They are doing it unto people and for people's attention. And they're very insecure. And they crave the acknowledgement. In fact, they feel like they need it. And so it's sad that even from some pulpits and people who teach that, well, you need this and you should have this. And it's contrary to the Bible. I'm going to prove it to you in just a few minutes. Well, Brother Keith, we all need this. Contrary to the Bible. I'm going to show you in just a moment. We got to grow up, guys. People are spending entirely too much of their life being hurt and mad and offended and upset and quitting and flat jumping out of the plan of God because somebody didn't treat them a certain way and didn't acknowledge them. There's a whole lot of people, if you don't pat them on the back and tell them how wonderful they are at least twice a week, they'll quit. They will quit. And that's not right. That's not God. It's not the Word. Ephesians. Oh, we're having fun now, aren't we? Ephesians 6. Hey, it applies to me just as much as it does you. This is all of us. We're all in the same boat. You want to be free, though?
Yes.
How'd you like to be free?
Yes.
Just go week after week and month after month without getting your little feelings hurt.
Yes.
I'm talking about twice as many happy days per month. Just no matter what happens or doesn't happen, you are just happy as can be. You just, they if they never acknowledge you, you're just happy, just the same. You're just happy, happy, just so glad to be here. Just so glad that I can get up and do something for the Lord today. Just so glad. Why wouldn't you feel that way? Why? That's the right way to feel. Ephesians 6 and 5, 6 and 5, servants, that also applies to employees and helpers, be obedient. Well, that's a politically incorrect word, isn't it? Obedient. Oh, no, people don't like that word. Ooh, that's harsh, Brother Keith. Obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart. What? What? This is talking about how you're acting and interacting with people that are over you. You're responding to them and acting with them, but you're doing it as unto Christ. Somebody say, as unto Christ. Say it again, as unto Christ. You reacted to them a certain way and you did something with them, but it wasn't just because of them and who they are and what they are. You gave honor to whom honor was due, but it wasn't because you were so impressed with them necessarily. You did it because of the Lord. You did it as unto, as though you're doing it to and for the Lord, because you are. Do you see this, friends? Verse 6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ. That means you do the same whether they're watching you or whether they're not. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So that's where the real honor is, isn't it? Doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service. How? As to the Lord and not to men. As to the Lord. As to the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me